USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Tropical Storm Nicholas is nothing to mess with.
Life-threatening flash flooding due to very heavy rainfall will be the primary concern, with rain totals of 6 to 10 inches across South Louisiana.
The Democrat adding the threat of flooding is made worse by all the mess from Hurricane Ida, which is still clogging storm drains. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on the hot seat over the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken defending the chaos in Afghanistan by arguing no one anticipated the rapid collapse of the Afghan government.
Nothing I or anyone else saw indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Blinken saying the State Department is not sure how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com, that's vetsandhorses.com, to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.